Coaches are always asking how they can grow their businesses. But there are so many other questions that you should be asking yourself first, like, why is my marketing not working? And which strategy should I actually be following? And how should I be positioning my marketing message? And how can I generate more leads? And what can I do to close more deals? And most importantly, why are potential clients saying no when I ask them to buy? With these unanswered questions, we deal with having the fear of the unknown and fearing to fail. We deal with information overload from everything out there, and we end up not hitting our goals and not growing as fast as we want. And we soon find out that we don't have enough time to learn everything. With all this going on in our minds, no wonder we struggle with answering the question, how can I grow my business? I've dedicated my life to helping coaches find the peace and freedom they wanted when they first started their businesses by answering these questions in this podcast. And I'm going to bring simplicity to the four main pillars you need to grow your coaching business. The four pillars are mindset, marketing, sales, and operations. I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and welcome to the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. What's up, everybody? Welcome. I want to say congratulations for what you ask, for making it through Monday. You made it through the crazy beginning of the week. And you're here now for Level Up Tuesday. That's right, it is Tuesday, and it's my pleasure to present, in case you're new or you haven't been here before. My name is Jeremy Kenderson, and I am your guide in leveling up. I look forward to today's session, all right? Because it's something that I'm really passionate about. It is persuasion. And I like the word persuasion because it kind of cuts the edges off of the hard word that most people have a hard time listening to, which is sales. Dun, 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 right? Sales is the dirty word, right? Because we've all dealt with that slick willy salesperson, that snake oil salesperson selling something that we don't need all for their benefit. We've all been there. We've all done that. We all got the postcard and we wish we never did in the first place. But because of that one person, that one instance that we went through has left us jaded to what sales is. Every time we hear sales, we think of that guy. And we don't want to be that guy. We don't want our customers to think we're that guy. So we shun and we push away actually learning and perfecting the art of persuasion. So you can use persuasion in many different aspects of your business, like I talked about yesterday, in growing your team and enrolling people to join your mission. That's one way. And I think I was going to get into this a little bit later, but I'll just jump into it right now. Is whether it's your sales copy in your marketing, or whether you're actually having a conversation with someone on the phone, the same principles apply. So I'm going to go over those principles with you. First, what's key? You've heard me talk about it. I think this topic has been beating a dead horse, whatever saying that is, right? It's been over talked about, which I think a lot of people tend to step over, and they kind of do the exercise to say, I did the exercise, but they're not really getting to the meat and the potatoes of what the exercise is meant to do, which is finding your perfect customer or your customer avatar, you know, whatever they look like, really digging down. And not just what we think. I think I talked about this yesterday too, is with marketing, a lot of people go with what they think. You know, I think people are going to want this product. I think they're going to think this when they hear this. I think this is going to get them to move. And the I think mentality is all guessing. And it's not that that's bad, but when you think you're right all the time, it doesn't work. So what you really want to do is be able to test out what actually people are thinking. Ask them. That's a novel idea, right? Just ask them what they think, what they want. So a few of the keys that you want to think about when you're talking about your perfect customer or your target market, whatever, is you want to find out these few things first. The few things that you want to get out first and ask your target market is, what are their desires? And you also want to find out, you know, what are they afraid of? You know, what do they like, what they don't like? So you want to cover these four things first, and that's just the basis of my outline that I'm going to go over with. So hopefully you wrote those things down. So the persuasion doesn't matter if you're writing sales copy or whether you're having a conversation on the phone with people. It's almost identical. And I shouldn't say like the everything is identical. You're not like writing out everything that you would say in a sales conversation, but the structure or the skeleton of those two conversations can be identical because you want to cover the same kind of things. So, are you ready for this outline? Are you ready for this? Anybody who's known me for a long time has definitely seen this. So, call it the Foursquare. For all you people that have sold cars before, no, this is not the same Foursquare. Looks like I got that a little off. Never claimed to be an artist. So, let's go ahead and go over the first thing. The very first thing that you really want to find out is you want to dig into the emotion. So what I mean by that is you want to find out, like I was going over earlier, right? Like, what are their fears? What are their desires? What are their goals? And what are they going to feel when they do hit their goals? And what are they going to feel if they don't hit their goals? Now you have like tangible feelings and emotions so that you can touch base on those to help eliminate their fears, to help touch base on their desires. You can reiterate their goals and how important they are to them. And you can go over, hey, remember, when you hit your goals, this is how you're going to feel. Now, if you don't do anything, clearly you are going to continue doing the same thing you've always done and get the same results. You're not going to hit those goals. And you said it would make you feel like this, right? That's terrible. Nobody wants to feel that way. So you got the emotion side of that. And by the way, using this in your sales copy is key because people engage with copy based on what they want and basically avoiding pain, you know, squashing fears. You know, when people read those things, it's like it touches base with them. Not everybody, because not everybody is the target market and not everybody is at the place that they need to be at in order to buy from you right now. But the target market that is in that place ready to buy from you right now is going to read that and go, wow, this really speaks to me. I can relate to this. Oh my God. And then those fears come up. They're like, oh, I deal with that too. Wait, there's a solution to that? I don't have to deal with this anymore? Wait, I can avoid this pain by doing this? Great. The next one, because I cover this a lot in a lot of my videos already, is next one is motivation. Now, it's really key to understand what somebody's motivation is. Why are they wanting to do what they do? Why are they wanting to move forward? Why are they wanting to accomplish their goals, right? Just because they have a goal of making $1 million this year doesn't mean diddly squat. It's, okay, what are they going to do with that money, right? That's the end goal. So what is their motivation? What's driving them? What's going to help them move forward when things get tough, all right? So under motivation, we got what drives them and what just a deeper motivation. Like what's going to keep you going when the times get tough? You know, for me, I have 5 kids, so I have a responsibility of putting food on the table for 5 people. So when things get tough and I don't want to do what I don't want to do and man, get into that sting of thinking, immediately I can revert back to my motivation, which is, all right, if I don't do this, then, you know, they're not going to be able to eat. You know, that's kind of an extreme, but, you know, they're not going to be able to do this club, or they're not going to be able to do this, or I'm not going to be able to do this with them. I'm not going to be able to create memories by doing this vacation with them. You know, whatever that is, that's my deeper motivation. So you want to find that out with people that you're talking to and you're having conversations with, because again, what you're doing at the end of any sales conversation or any sales copy that you're writing is you're recapping all those points. So you could say, if you don't want to feel like this, then and you don't want to have this happen, and if you want to make sure you reach your goals, and if you want to make sure you don't have to, you know, be afraid because you're new at this, then this is the thing for you, right? You're going over those things. So emotion is key, motivation is next, and, you know, kind of under motivation, you got like qualifying. So basically, you can judge their motivation by if they're qualified. So say, for example, you're selling a product for $5,000 and the person's like, yeah, I just got out of college. I got all these student loans. I haven't found a job yet. You know, it's probably a good chance that they're not going to be qualified to buy your $5,000 product, right? So being able to find out if they're qualified and motivated is key. And these all happen with you just asking questions. You know, you're finding out the answers by asking questions. They're talking the whole time. And you get them talking the majority of the time. And they're coming to the conclusion. They'll be able to remember all the things that they said and come up with that result themselves. So, yes, I should probably do this. How do I get started? That's the end goal, is having them actually say that they want to join you without you even having to ask a closing question, right? That would be the ultimate goal.
Yep, so qualifying them.
Again, you're just asking questions, getting them to talk. Oh, and the copy aspect, using that example and writing the sales copy, as they're reading it, with how you write it, it's like they're going to be able to say, oh, I'm qualified for this. This is a good fit for me because they're speaking. It sounds like they're speaking directly to me, and I'm dealing with all these things. I have this going on. It sounds like a perfect fit. So the next one is value. There's a few different parts of value here. So value, number one, is where you want to explain what it is exactly that you do, right? And what it is that you're pitching them. You want to go over the features and the benefits so they know exactly how this thing is going to benefit them. And what I like to do is kind of create a value around it, like, hey, this is going to either save you this amount of money, or this is going to make you a certain amount of money, or this is going to prevent you from losing a certain amount of money. And you can do the same thing with time, right? This is going to save you this amount of time. This is going to help you better manage your time or whatever. Whatever the value is, I like putting a dollar amount to that value if you can. A lot of people in the fitness world or health world can attribute a health cost that, hey, you can't think 20 years ahead, but trust me, 20 years comes up quick. Next thing you know, you're in the doctor's office all the time. You're spending $30,000 a year. You know, wouldn't you rather spend $1,000 a year now and instead of paying $30,000 a year down the road, right? Well, obviously, financially, it makes sense to do that now rather than later, but you can't think about that, so you got to attribute their fears, their desires, their goals, you know, all that stuff you're bringing back up in the value conversation. Now, with the value conversation, like I said, you're talking about the benefits, the features, you're tying back in their emotions. So you're basically taking the value and their past emotions that you went over and you're merging them together, like you're tying them together. So then you're going over price. And if you really want to knock it out of the park, you're going to value add. And basically value adding is like, instead of me saying, hey, buy now and you get it 50% off, like nobody wants to take 50% less profits, right? Like to just give away the farm doesn't make sense. So they need to discover, not us telling them. And a lot of times we get into that, right? Where we just jabber, jabber, jabber. We're telling them all the stuff they need and you know, why they need to do it. And if they don't discover that it's something that they want to do on their own, they're feeling sold and they're usually gonna say no. So if they can come to a place, if you can guide them through asking questions on each one of these sections, what I call it is like what you're doing is you're filling your quiver, right? A quiver is what you put arrows in, right? So you can shoot your arrows. So when I find out their fears, boom, there's an arrow. When I find out their desires, boom, there's an arrow. When I find out their goals, arrow. Feeling their emotions, if they don't hit or they do hit their goals, arrow, arrow. You know, what drives them? You know, what's their deeper motivation? Are they qualified? All these things, you know? Like, I did a video on overcoming objections. And by getting all this information, if I ask the right questions, like, you know, what do you like to spend extra money on? You know, like, well, I like spending money on Starbucks. You know, I go there twice a day. Okay, cool. That's, what, 15 bucks a day times 30 days a month, 450 bucks or something on coffee, right? And I'm selling a product that's 100 bucks a month. Well, if I have that quiver, arrow in here, when they go, I don't think I can afford it, it's like, arrow, remember the time you said that you spend 450 bucks a month on Starbucks? Stop it. Whoosh. You know, oh yeah, you're right. I shouldn't spend that much money on Starbucks when I could do something that's actually going to make me money, or I could do something that's going to like help my health instead of destroy it like Starbucks does. Not knocking Starbucks, just most of the stuff is made with a lot of cream and sugars, and that's a ton of calories and it's a ton of sugar that turns into fat. Anyway, I'm not here to preach about fitness. But anyway, we got value. So value adding instead of discounting, what we end up doing is adding value. What are some things that I can add that go along with my product or service that I can give you for free, you know, if you buy right now, right? And that's getting into the close. So if I value add, it's like I want, you know, six different things that I can give you for free that's valued at, let's see, is it showing up on here? So, you know, the total value is, you know, $1,000, but you're not going to pay that now. You're just going to pay $100, right? It's like, oh my gosh, that's a lot of value. But I have to act now. There's only 20 spots left, right? Then now we're getting into the close. And again, whether you're writing sales copy, if you're writing sales copy, this is the call to action. In a sales conversation, it's the close, kind of the same thing, where you're going over, you know, okay, you know the price, right? They're cool with that. Now you're setting the expectation. Here's what you can expect when you move forward right now. You're going to get a phone call. You're going to get a packet. You're going to get an outline. You're going to get a schedule. You're going to get this. We're going to connect and have a consultation call. You know, whatever that is, you're setting the expectation so they know what to expect after they put their credit card in. And then you have your closing question or your call to action. You know, click here if you want to get started. You know, closing question would be, do you want to use a Visa or a MasterCard? Call to action, right? And this is where you end up negotiating or, you know, overcoming objections. And the key to this part here, overcoming objections, is whether it's your sales conversation or your sales copy, you really want this to be in the beginning of your conversation. If you have constant objections, like what are the main objections, right? I break them into three categories. It's either time. I don't have the time to do that, you know? Or it's money, like, I don't think I can afford that right now. Or it's fear, all right? It's those three things and that's it. So if it's not time or money, whatever they tell you, is fear. And here's the other thing. If you're actually on a sales call and they get off the phone without putting up their credit card, that in itself is an objection. They're not buying right now because of something that you haven't identified. So just before you let them off the phone, it's all about asking questions. Find out why. What's stopping them? What's preventing you from doing that right now? Simple, right? So, but if you can take this in the beginning of the conversation, and if I'm always dealing with time and money as an objection, what questions can I ask that are going to overcome time and money as being an objection before it even becomes an objection, right? That's the real trick. And if you can do that in your sales copy, you're overcoming objections before they even become objections, then when they get down to the call to action, or you get to the sales, the closing question on your sales call, those aren't even objections anymore. And if you can eliminate 80% of the objections that you get, that's gonna make closing a lot easier. That's gonna make you have more conversions, make more money, close more deals, all around good for your business, right? So try to come up with questions that you can ask to help them eliminate the time and money aspect. Fear is a tough one because everything really else falls into fear, but think about it like this, like there's certain industries that and certain products that you know people always object to, right? Like, oh, I don't want to get into network marketing. I heard that's an MLM pyramid scheme, right? Or I don't want to, you know, take that supplement because I heard like all the supplements are, you know, not regulated and I don't know if it's good for me, you know, like whatever the case is, whatever you're selling, even real estate, right? It's like if you're selling real estate, you're helping people buy homes or sell homes. I read an article that said that real estate agents are, I think it was like one, two, this is years ago, so don't quote me on this, but they were like, when it comes to untrusted industries, when people are working and they were surveyed, real estate agents were like the number one untrusted industry. Next came used car salesmen. So there's certain industries that have negative stigmas, and it's like those are fears people are going to have. Well, you want to address those up front and show why you're different from that stigma that's out there. And if you can do that, then you're going to have less objections when you get to the end. And that's really the key. So this is my outline. but the making sure that you get their desires, fears, and goals outlined in the beginning, or at least having an idea of what those are for your target market is great. But the outline is this. If whether I'm doing a conversation or a long sales letter, if I can go over emotion, go over their motivation, present the value, and then go for the close, you're going to convert more customers in your business. So if you're new or you don't know who I am, I'm Jeremy Kenderson. I'm here to help you level up your business. I hope this has been helpful. Make sure you share it. I appreciate it if you do share it, if you actually like the content. And feel free to leave me any comments, questions below. I'll be happy to answer them for you. And if you haven't already, make sure you like and follow my page. And I look forward to seeing you next time. And I'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great day. Bye. Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Ultimate Biz Builder Podcast. Again, I'm Jeremy Kenderson, and if you like this episode, then head over to YouTube and subscribe to my channel so you can get notified of the next episode. Please make sure you head over to Facebook and like and follow it. I really appreciate you, and I'll see you on the next episode.